Throughout the pandemic, the Federal Reserve has been pumping large amounts of money into the economy in hopes of cushioning the downturn and maybe speeding up the recovery. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said today that if employers continue to hire at a steady clip, the central bank may start to scale back that support later this year. The Fed's actions have been a boon for the stock market, but they are controversial in some circles at a time of rising inflation. NPR's Scott Horsley is here to enlighten us. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon.
So tell me more about what exactly Jerome Powell is saying about how long this pretty aggressive attempt to prop up the economy might last.
It's going to last at least a little while longer. The Fed's been buying large amounts of Treasury and mortgage-backed bonds, and Powell and other policymakers want to see further improvement in the job market before they start to dial back those purchases. Employers have been on a hiring spree. They added almost 1.9 million jobs in June and July, but there are still a lot of workers on the sidelines, and Powell hopes to see more people looking for and finding jobs in the months to come.
With vaccinations rising, schools reopening, and enhanced unemployment benefits ending, some factors that may be holding back job seekers are likely fading. While the Delta variant presents a near-term risk, the prospects are good for continued progress toward maximum employment.
And if that happens, Powell says the Fed could start to slow its bond buying sometime this fall or winter, but he did not spell out a precise timetable.
And why not? What's the downside to just being a little more specific about timing here?
Well, there's still just a lot of uncertainty. You know, this pandemic recession has been really unusual, and every time policymakers think they have it figured out, along comes a curveball. Just to give you one example, Powell was supposed to deliver this speech today at an economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. But just a week ago, that meeting was abruptly moved online because of a surge in new coronavirus infections. And that just underscores what a wild card the Delta variant has been for anyone trying to predict the future. Powell says the Fed is going to keep a close eye on all the economic dials and be ready to adjust its policies as necessary. Wall Street was listening particularly closely to the speech today, and investors seemed to like what they heard. All the major stock indexes rose as the Fed chairman was speaking, and the NASDAQ and S&P 500 closed at record highs.
Well, we've been talking about getting people into jobs, and obviously that's one of the Fed's goals. I want to ask about another, which is stable prices, because right now, as you've been reporting, prices are climbing a lot faster than the Fed would like. How worried is Powell about that?
He's not terribly worried, but he's not indifferent either. Just this morning, the Commerce Department reported on its inflation yardstick, which is the one the Fed pays the most attention to. It showed prices in July were 4.2% higher than a year ago. That's more than double the Fed's long-term inflation target of 2%. Powell acknowledges that's worth keeping an eye on, but he says it's not something to panic about.
Inflation at these levels is, of course, a cause for concern. But that concern is tempered by a number of factors that suggest that these elevated readings are likely to prove temporary.
Some of the things that were driving inflation in recent months, like the price of used cars, has started to level off. What's more, price hikes in July were smaller than they had been in May and June. Powell says the Fed's going to continue to keep a close eye on inflation and be ready to clamp down if necessary, which usually would mean raising interest rates. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want to do that prematurely. He says it could be really harmful, especially at a time when there are still millions of people out of work.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
NPR's Scott Horsley.